Okay, Lindy Elms is in the house. Long time no see. Are you well? Are you happy? Are you recovered from the weekend's activities? The weekend that was last that, weekend.
Yeah.
And now there's another one. Can you believe?
Jeez. Weekend during the week.
Yes. Lots of craziness, lots of busyness. Hi, Dave. Hi, Kincaid. Nice
how
to be
you?
Here.
And how are things going with your efforts to raise, well, a sanctuary for rescue creatures that you and your team go out and bring in, hopefully to rehabilitate and set free again? I know that your initial property has been sourced. You've got some top structure going up. And now you're looking for a vehicle. A rescue vehicle, like, you know, the Men in Black. Whoa, one of those.
Yes, Dave, we're looking for a wildlife rescue ambulance. So that's what we'd like to do. We'd like to have the vehicle packed with all the necessities. So if I get called out, I don't have to go home, collect stuff. It's all in the vehicle and packed ready to, as an ambulance would be, it's ready to just go out to scene.
So clearly, this is how busy are you?
Oh, Dave, I'm busy. I do between one, sometimes not every day, but most days I do between 1 and 8 rescues a day.
Are these now all wild creatures, or do you do domestic creatures as well?
No, domestic. It's all wild. So I do have people that do domestic that I'm connected to and I collaborate with. So if I get a call for a domestic, I pass that on. But in likewise, they pass the wild animals on to me.
So you mean to tell me that there are that many casualties among the wild creatures that share our environment? What's causing this huge attrition?
It's human interference, most of it. So a lot of it is vehicle accidents, poisoning, electrocution, pellets. A lot of monkeys being shot still, which is absolutely shocking. And then the natural injuries, but those I tend to leave because those would happen in the wild anyway. So it's the human interference that we rescue from. And we're losing about 15 monkeys a month in this area. So it's a massive concern because people don't realize. They think that there's too many monkeys and they more of them are coming in, but we're losing more than are being born at the moment.
So it's a rather sad trajectory, but you're doing remarkable work, you and your team, and we are very happy to support you in whatever way we can. And now the mission is to create an opportunity for you, if you're keen to get involved, to either sponsor or provide the wherewithal for Lindy to acquire a vehicle that you can use as an ambulance. What sort of vehicle would be ideal?
It would be something like a minivan type of thing.
Like a G-Wagon.
Oh, yeah. A G-Wagon would work.
There we go. Really pimped out. Pimp my ride. Hey, one of those.
Pimp my rescue.
Hey, yeah, you can go anywhere with one of that. There's lots of animals I could think of that would ride in there quite happily. But
not
we're not
right
talking
time.
About them. We're talking about wild creatures. Yeah.
So David would also have to be off-road. I'm not looking for a fancy 4x4, but a lot of my work is off-road because of where we're taken into the wild. But so something that could manage comfortably off-road. And enclosed. The back would need to be enclosed. So putting cages on the back, they're not exposed to vehicles flying past them on highways if we have to transport them.
Okay. So I'm sure that you've got a few ideas, and no doubt there'll be people listening to this that have a few ideas as well. And where will they reach you to share information?
On my phone. Okay, can I give my phone number?
Well, of course you can. This goes up as a podcast. You don't have to write it down. You'll find it on demand.
So it's 083-607-4498.
And that's Lindy Elms. She's the savior of wild creatures in the greater Ballito and North Coast region. Does remarkable work. Puts herself on the line as well. You know, she was in hospital recently with an injury, wildlife rescue related. Sure. And I'm very happy to see that you have recovered from that.
Thank you, Dave.
We were worried. But it's not easy work, and it's not without its dangers. And you certainly go the extra mile. So full credit to you and your team.
Thank you, Dave. And to my team, yes, very grateful for the ones that help.
Yeah. And if you would like to be involved with Lindy, well, then you can phone her on the number that maybe repeat now, and we'll be able to then make sure that it goes up as a podcast after this.
That's 083 607 0800-944-9898.
Fantastic. And we'll catch up in a week's time when you launch a new campaign. An idea is that we're going to bring you the opportunity to be pampered for caring. Yeah, because the caring goes both ways, you see. If you help Lindy and her team to help the creatures, they want to help you to enjoy life the Bolito way with something fabulous. So we'll keep that as a bit of a secret until we get together in a week's time. But make sure that you catch us next Friday when we unpack that secret. Lindy, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Dave. Thank you, Kinko.
And the morning show continues.